The Wisconsin Resources Protection Council and others say the mine site discharges copper and other metals into a creek that flows into the Flambeau River. The plaintiff's Madison-based attorney, Jamie Saul, says the mining company is doing that without a Clean Water Act permit.
The Clean Water Act requires those who want to discharge pollution into our rivers and streams to obtain a permit from the Wisconsin DNR, which sets limits on the amount of pollution they can discharge, with the goal being to protect water quality standards of those receiving waters.
Saul says the pollutants pose a potential threat to fish and other aquatic life in the river. He says that since a notice of intent to sue was filed 2 months ago, the mining company talked with him about a potential plan to reduce the pollution, but that the firm did not respond to specifics in the plaintiff's allegations. Flambeau Mining's environmental manager, Jana Murphy, says her company is still reviewing the lawsuit, but believes the claims are without merit.
And that they have already been considered and rejected by both the Wisconsin Department of Justice and the Wisconsin DNR. These are the same allegations that have been made by some of the same people who have been longtime opponents of our project.
The new fight over the Flambeau mine comes as other mining projects are underway or being proposed for northern Wisconsin and northern Michigan. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.